down my new theme song, The Curly Shuffle. I thought it would be perfect for the three of us.
I heard one laughter out here at Ben's next door.
You never heard the Curly
Shuffle?
We're 1213
U Street, by the way. If you want to join in, feel free to throw water at Garland if he says things like that. This is Mark Levine. I am with Garland.
And I am Terry
DeKester. It is Pledge Drive, of course, and God knows we need your help. 202-588-9739, 202-588-WPFW. Listen, your country needs your help. America needs your help. I am not in a good mood. I told them before the air. Ladies and gentlemen, my fellow citizens, we have 21 days left in our democracy. I thought we had a good run. I thought America,
200
you know.
200 years wasn't bad.
220-odd years.
Minus eight from 2000 to 2008.
Well, we went from, you know, we got rid of slavery. We gave women equal rights. But
then we had the Wars Industrial Power Act.
Well, now, unfortunately.
In 1917. But
now, unfortunately, we have given up our personhood. We've given up our Constitution. Our Constitution, by the way, says one person, one vote. But according to five members of the United States Supreme Court, we can just rip this thing up. It's not one person, one vote. It's $1, one vote.
Oh, no, Mark, you're right. So wrong. It's $100 or $1,000, one vote.
Well, you know, we get a dollar, and we know that shadowy billionaires, and it is now.
As most billionaires tend to be.
Proven beyond a shadow of a doubt. Heck, you don't even have to be a billionaire. All you have to be is a CEO of a major multinational corporation that maybe puts arsenic in your water and pollutes the air and pollutes. And you own our democracy. And how do I know this? Well,
because you're a shadowy billionaire?
I wish.
Because the shadowy billionaire. That's a redundant term, isn't it?
Here's what we billionaire. Got. Hang on. Okay. Here's what we got. All right. Interest groups, including, by the way, Russia, China, India, Brazil, Abu Dhabi, and Bahrain, and those are just the ones we know, are funneling five times as much money to Republican candidates as ever has happened before in American history.
So the democracy has spread to Dubai?
There is, no.
That's the point?
They're not democratic.
Oh.
No, those are just the countries he can
the
spell.
The $80 million that are being spent in this election so far already is five times the last midterm election, and the money is 7-1 in favor of Republicans.
What a shock.
Now, who, you may ask, is funding the Republican Party? They won't say.
I'm shocked.
But here's who we do know is funding it.
Chamber of Commerce, $75 million in one I lied.
The United States Chamber of Commerce.
Chamber of Commerce in one day, $9.3 million.
Is spending more money than every other group by far, although the second and third largest are controlled by Karl Rove. You may have heard of him. Here's what they're doing. They're saying to shadowy billionaires all across the globe and, of course, in America, if you give funds to us, we will elect people who will give you interests that support you. In other words, we will make sure the taxpayer gives you tons of money. You know they did donation. They gave us taxpayer funds to oil companies, pharmaceutical companies. And here's the kicker, folks. It's all anonymous. You see, prior to last year's decision by five lawless members of the United States Supreme Court in the Citizens United case, holding that corporations have not equal rights to you and me, but more rights than you and me. They're not persons. They're super people. We, individual Americans, second-class Americans, have to obey by limitations. We can only give $200. Our names are known and so forth. No. Communist China has more rights to control our elections than you and me because they can give through foreign corporations unlimited dollars anonymously right now, and they're doing it, and the Chamber of Commerce has admitted it.
But that's illegal. That is illegal.
It is illegal.
Yes, for a foreign government to do it.
It's not illegal for Exxon, BP, everybody else. Chamber of Commerce has admitted that they get money from China and India and Russia and Brazil and Abu Dhabi and Bahrain. And what they say is...
And so does the National Republican Congressional Committee, which also gave in one day, spent on 29 districts, $8.25 million
Now, what they're saying is, we will not tell you who funds us. You have no right to know who funds us. Anonymous hit campaigns, they say, are the essence of our democracy. We have a right not only to slander everyone, but to do so anonymously. And even though we get foreign donations, we're very careful to pay our salaries with those and to use the domestic massive multinational corporations, people like BP, people who want to, I don't know, destroy the lives of people in the Gulf without
the environment.
Impunity.
Yeah, not to mention the, yeah.
We'll let their funds go to the actual campaign.
Well, I actually read a column today pointing out the fact that, geez, they have the most vested interest in what happens legislatively, so therefore they should, that is the corporations, should have more to say about what happens in our government.
Here's the question.
You don't have vested interest,
citizens.
Here's
the question I have for both of you. Given that a vote for any Republican in this election is a vote to have secret donors control our democracy, given that a vote for Republican in this election is a vote to say that all transparency in our democracy is gone and that interests domestic and foreign, multinational corporations, the kind, by the way, that take your taxpayer dollars, let's not forget the hundreds of billions of dollars that American taxpayers have given to oil companies and pharmaceutical companies and
coal
all kinds of corporate
nuclear
welfare.
Power.
Mm-hmm. Is it fair to say that now that the five members of the U.S. Supreme Court have said, you know, they can do whatever they want, that they have more power than you and me, and they're spending 7-1 in their favor, is not a vote for a Republican a vote to end our democracy?
Well, I'll say this. Yes, but to me there's an even bigger vote that I'm concerned about, that's a vote, a non-vote. The people who are saying, well, I'm angry or I'm upset for whatever reason, and they're not going to vote. Because not voting is really two votes. You know, it's the vote that they lose, and it's the vote that your party loses, and then it's another vote that this person is ahead, that the other person. So it's just as dangerous. I think the big problem for the Democrats are going to be that so many people are, for whatever reason, are frustrated and act against their own interests. And stay home.
Will we ever get a vote again?
And let me add this. The other thing is, if ever there was a something clear to demonstrate that there's a difference between the parties, all you got to do is look at where the money is going. There's a difference between the parties,
the
and the people that are spending
party.
Money know where to get. They're going to get their money back.
I heard Karl Rove on Fox and Friends this morning. And he said,
"You'll
the
listen
Democrats,
to anything, won't you?"
The Democrats don't disclose their donors either. That's false. The Democrats and the unions describe every one of their donors. They say,
"Let's not bring unions into it. Don't bring unions into it. I hate it when people bring unions into it." We're talking about 7% of union. That's all the workers in this country that are unionized. The money that goes into the elections and everything else into lobbying is 95% corporate. It is not union.
Yep.
So we should never have
my
unions brought up in that sense.
My only point
sentence.
Is that Democratic donors disclose who they are. Republicans refuse to say, even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which knows, as you pointed out, Terry, it's illegal to directly spend the foreign money, say we have every right to do so indirectly.
The problem is bigger. I mean, I agree with everything you said. There's no question about that. And I'm sure we all do. And it's frightening because of Citizens versus United. And it's frightening because of what's happening in the election. But what it boils down to in terms of the Democrats...
It's actually Citizens United versus the FEC.
Federal
Election Commission.
Yeah. What it boils down to, and the Democrats here, as far as I'm concerned, have failed, is the anger. We talked about it on the show in the past. The anger that is out there, I have become convinced, is legitimate. And it is legitimate because the government does not work for a variety of reasons, which we've discussed many times. And there's a large percentage of the public believes that and has discovered that and understands it. And the Democrats are caught in this cage of campaign financing, of raising money, so they can't come out and accuse the Republicans or won't come out and accuse the Republicans of stealing the elections. They won't come out and say we're caught in the same cage, and unless we have campaign finance reform, and who stops us from having campaign finance reform? It's the Republicans. Who stops us from having legislation of any kind to reverse the Supreme Court decision? The Republicans. And unless those things happen, not even the Democrats have any power. The system is broken.
The system
is broken,
Terry.
Has to speak up and say that, including Obama.
Well, let's give President Obama...
And let that anger be shifted in the right direction. But as long as we don't acknowledge the legitimacy of the anger out there, the Democrats haven't got a snowball's chance in hell, nor do they deserve it.
Look, I want to give President Obama a little credit. President Obama, in the last couple of days, has actually, and frankly, I'm surprised and I'm pleased, has talked about the foreign funding, the corporate funding, the shadowy secret interests that are seeking to control our election and are now outspending the American people 7-1.
Has he gone far enough to say that what we need is public financing of elections?
He has said...
Has he said that?
Terry, at the very least, we need disclosure. I support public financing of campaign. We need disclosure. We need to know who these people are. If
one it won't make any difference if you get disclosure.
Yes, it does.
We had disclosure.
Yes, it does.
We had disclosure before this Supreme Court decision. Did it stop the campaigns from being stolen by corporate money? Hell no.
Terry, all a major thing, I think, and that would help us right now is if we said, I'm the government of Abu Dhabi, and I support this Republican candidate because I know that he will give $1 billion in taxpayer money to my oil company. Say that aloud, and that Republican might just lose some votes. Now, I agree that we should have public financing.
But that's not going to happen in 21 days.
We have a law, a bill. It's called the Disclosure Act.
Mm-hmm.
And most Americans do not know that the Republicans are for secret government. Most Americans do not know the Republicans are against democracy, they're against open government, they are for shadowy, secret governments where nobody knows who pulls the strings.
Why not when you can get power, and that's what they're after.
And here's the thing. I would agree there's, you know, we could say the government's broke or the problems with the government, but it ain't going to get fixed by putting members of the Tea Party in. You know, the reality is what problems we have, you look at them and say, what'll make them worse? What'll, if not make them better, at least stay the same? I would prefer staying the same
over going downhill.
That's an opinion. But I think right now, I think we have to look at this circumstance and say, what can we do and what should we do now? We can talk about it, but we've got 3 weeks and we can say, what can we do, if anything, or what should we do? I'm a firm believer that right now that people who can vote need to get out and vote. All these talks and everything else is great. Now, Mark's making a great point in that it makes it difficult when you have these people who can spend, you know, $10 trillion on ads and they show some guy in a plaid shirt standing next to a truck and all of these...
And pretend he's not owned by some foreign dictatorship, multinational corporation.
Like George Bush standing there clearing brush when he's, you know, a blue blood millionaire all of his life. Right. But what we can do is we can go out and we can exercise our vote. The problem I have is that people who are either angry or upset, and remember something about anger. Anger can be bad because it's unpredictable. Remember, Muhammad Ali would always get his opponents angry because he knew they'd make stupid mistakes and he could beat them. That's the problem I have with anger. It's unpredictable, and people make irrational decisions and bad mistakes when they're angry.
But
so
you
I'm
can't
saying,
ignore it. You cannot.
No, I'm not ignoring it.
I'm not ignoring it. I'm saying it screws things up. But if we're rational, people would go to the polls and say, I'm angry, but I ain't going to let this guy get in. For God's sake, he wants to reverse the Civil Rights Act.
Gentlemen, hang on. Okay? Because I say if you can't beat him, join him. Let me tell you why I'm angry tonight.
You're going to become a tea bag? A tea party member?
I want to give you some facts here about why I'm angry. I'm angry. All right? I read not just about the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, but these groups, America's for Job Security, American Crossroads, run by Karl Rove, a group called 60 Plus Association that pretends to be the ARP but actually wants to destroy Social Security.
It's 60 million plus. You got to have 60 million to be
in.
The
Chamber of Commerce
is spending $75 million. They concede
that
foreign and domestic corporate interests put money in their coffers, and they say we have no right to know. And I heard on Fox and Friends, they say that anonymous donations are the hallmark of America. Secret, shadowy figures that control our government are what the Republicans want. I challenge a single Republican in this country, a lawmaker, an individual, to say, I don't believe in secret government. I believe in open government. I don't believe that secret, shadowy interests should control our government. Where is the Republican anywhere?
Where are the Democrats?
For democracy.
Now, Mark.
I'll tell you where the Democrats are.
They're doing nothing.
You're
to
wrong,
fight this.
Terry. You're wrong.
On. They're not fighting the main issue.
The Democrats.
Did you read the polls?
The Democrats put forward a bill called the Disclosure Act.
I know. And the Republicans defeated it. They
filibustered it.
If you studied the polls in the Washington Post today or yesterday, I forget which, and in USA Today, totally separate polls, The majority of Americans are really pissed. You have to acknowledge that and deal.
I acknowledge it.
And they, no, I'm talking about the Democrats have to. And they are pissed because the average guy knows that he lives in a time when he has no control over his destiny.
Right.
What he doesn't know.
So he's giving up his control to these shadowy secret groups.
Well, that's a perception. I would disagree with that completely, that last statement.
Really?
That
oh, people, how are you going to get your kid into college at the minimum wage?
Understand.
How
I
are you going to get medical care
at minimum wage? I
told you we're on a tangent.
How can you pay your mortgage on a minimum wage?
I fundamentally and philosophically disagree with any statement that says a person does not have control over their own destiny. But that's a fundamental philosophical discussion that goes far beyond
destiny,
politics.
Destiny in the sense of their society and their governments and their relationship to that society.
Well, you act like we ever had control over it, buddy. You ever study the robber barons? Don't fool yourself.
But we're going back to that.
We had control over it in 1951.
But Mark's mad about it. Let's let Mark get his fury out today.
Let me get my fury out.
We'll get to both your furies,
and we'll also get to people who are furious.
Come on up and join us.
I want to frankly support WPFW in expressing this theory. Look, I was rereading today the Citizens United case.
Oh, torture yourself.
I was rereading what five guys and girl, well, one woman. Well, she was not any women anymore. Five men in black robes.
Yeah, five
men
guys.
In black.
Five men in black were saying
Grim
about
Reapers.
Why the American people have no right to prevent corporations from controlling our democracy. Here's what they wrote, by the way. They said that they understand, they said, they understand that Congress found that there was a problem whereby elected officials are succumbing to improper influences from independent expenditures.
So let's make it worse.
They said if members of Congress surrender their best judgment, if they put expediency before principle, then surely there is cause for concern. The Supreme Court is concerned that there's bribery. But, they
Let's
said...
Let's have more bribery.
But, they said, there is no evidence that money influences politics.
Oh. No. Oh.
They said... No. This is what the Supreme Court said. This is what they said.
100%
agreement. This is what they said.
I didn't know that.
Here's what they said. Oh. They said there is no reason to suggest that people in Congress are casting a vote simply because people make contributions to them. There's no suggestion to say that our democracy's in trouble just because billionaires are funding our members of Congress. Here's what the Supreme Court wants us to believe, and they actually say it with a straight face, although I'm sure they're laughing behind their robes. What they say is this. People who are spending millions and millions and millions of dollars know that those millions of dollars are useless. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce spent $75 million just for fun.
They didn't think it would influence anyone.
Abu Dhabi and China and India and Russia gave us the finger. They're trying to control our political campaigns just because they love to give money.
They gave us the finger, Mark. That's really what they did.
They don't think, according to the U.S., those wise, wise men, and I say men because, frankly, the women all dissented, the wise men of the U.S. Supreme Court, frankly, don't think that money will influence Congress at all.
Well, speaking of money, I think. Speaking of money, now
nice
that you bring up Monday,
oh,
money.
Oh, I like that.
Speaking of money, we would certainly like to ask.
Money.
Yes, we would certainly like to ask our listeners to pitch in.
Well, here's the thing: things we're saying, you just can't say on a corporate run station.
And in fact, in a couple weeks, you might not be able to say it anyway because we'll be in a concentration camp.
Yeah.
But until such time, we need you to reach out, and we need you to help WPFW. We need you to help the Raucous Caucus. And what are the numbers? Mark, read the numbers.
202-588-9739. 202-588-WPFW. If you believe that people like us have a right to say the things we do in America, if you think that our free speech should not be shut off, if you think that a 50,000-watt station should hear an alternative to the idea that corporations are always right, that the Republicans are always right, that they have a right to pollute, a right to destroy the minimum wage, a right to end Social Security, if you think that the people should still have a voice in America, you got to help us out.
Right. And here we are down at Ben's. And you can come down and join us at Ben's. But in our studio right now, there are volunteers manning the phones, as they do always for the pledge drives. They are waiting for calls. They are expecting calls. So you can support WPFW. You can support a little bit of freedom. You can support free speech. You can support the Raucous Caucus. Call 202-588 dig for that number, Terry. 9739.
Yeah, here we
202-588-9739. Call them.
Here we are in Washington, D.C., and even in our discussion of the hundreds of millions of dollars coming in to fund the right wing, to fund the corporations. And we need a little bit to help fund a voice of reason, a voice of sanity. We need a little bit to help. You got to understand
something about.
We realize
we're a voice in the darkness. We're a tiny light. We're a flicker. But you got to keep that flame alive. It's the flame that can reignite our democracy. And WPFW, let's face it, we're that flame. We're that pilot light.
We're flickering, buddy.
But we're the last thing that can reignite our democracy. So if you support just people having the right, not just the Raucous Caucus, but anyone at WPFW having the right to say, we don't want shadowy, secret government, then we need your help.
We need your help. All you got to do is call 202-588-9739.
You got to understand.
But we got to tell them what we're offering them.
Go ahead.
Which has already been seized in the previous week.
That's true.
We have a co-host coming up that's going to give us a little bit of trouble here in a couple of weeks joining us.
Usually we're lighter. I'm in a bad mood today. I keep reading about these shadowy interests.
Yeah, well, destruction of democracy has a way of freaking you out a little
bit. Yeah. It just does.
But we won't pick on the co-host too much. And all you got to do to be a co-host on WPFW's Raucous Caucus right here with the three of us in the studio or at Ben's is make a pledge of $100. That's it. That's all you got to do. For $65, we'll accept a topic from you. You don't have to get on the microphone. You don't have to stand up and defend yourself against Garland and Mark.
Right.
You know?
You might be mad because we're not talking about the global warming or the environment or something enough, and you want us to talk about it.
And if you have a topic that you want to discuss and you want to be here to discuss it yourself, take over the show. $200.
$200. And also, of course, for a basic membership of $35, you will get the WPFW restaurant card, which is a that used to go for $100. Now,
well, and you become a voting member.
You become
member
a voting member. And in case you didn't know it, the players, the hostess, the host of the shows, the programmers are incredibly active and incredibly involved right now. So is the board, which has just been elected. A new board has been elected. Everybody is struggling for PFW. You can become part of that membership, a voting member, for $35.
And think about this. When is the last time you turned on a mainstream media outlet and you heard the conversation you're hearing right now? You have to go underground on the internet and find the website.
And then you don't know what to believe.
Right. But
I mean, I can back up everything I'm saying. I'm sitting here with all these sources. Here's the thing, Garland and Terry. You know that I don't believe in conspiracy theories.
Right.
You know that I shoot them down. You know, when people are saying, oh, George Bush blew up the towers, what planes didn't go into them, I said, look, George Bush tortures people, and he spies on American citizens. He's breaking the law. You know, Dick Cheney clearly outed a spy at a traitorous act. But no, I don't think he blew up the World Trade Center.
Right.
I'm very careful, I know you are, Terry, and you are, Garland, with our facts to make sure that we only give facts on the air. And I got to tell you, WPFW is one of the few outlets left in a corporate-owned media that actually stands up for you, the American citizen, precisely because corporations don't fund us. They're putting all their money funding Republicans right now.
Yep.
They don't fund us. And I'm sorry we have to go to you, but we do.
Well,
that's what a community-run station is all about.
Yeah,
that's the reason why we exist.
That's the positive side of it. It is a community-run station. There are very, 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 very few community stations in America. No, I'm sorry. Your other big PBS stations and things like that, they are not community stations. They accept money, of course.
Right.
But they accept money from corporations again, and they are beholden to corporate money. Not to downgrade necessarily what they do. They offer valuable stuff, but they can't offer the kind of controversial and courageous stuff that we offer on WPFW. And there's one new element we got to introduce, too, which I think most of our listeners know about. There are now tip jars for every show. Every single show on WPFW. And all you got to do, if you haven't got, you know, you don't want to make a big pledge, you just want to give us $10, we'll take $10. You go to WPFW.org, you go to Public Affairs, you go to Raucous Caucus, and you can make a contribution online for $10 and above, and it goes into our tip jar.
Let me say this. Any amount is welcome. You don't have to be on the show if you want to get $500, but you don't have a topic and you don't want to be here. You don't have to come.
There's my
here.
Wife getting out her $100 bills
there
again.
There we go.
And we appreciate it.
Your $100 bills, you
she
mean.
She wants a topic.
You know, I don't. I think it's fitting and a little sad, but fitting that we're asking for money on the same day that I'm complaining about
right.
money in politics.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
So that we can speak
because
out
I got,
against
I got,
these people.
I got to tell you.
That says a lot about America.
Right.
When the Supreme Court says that it's $1, one vote, when the Supreme Court says that those that have the dollars get the free speech, and you look at WPFW, yeah, 50,000-watt right. station, which is the strongest station you can get in America. And this is a station
idea-wise.
That's not controlled by the corporations.
Right.
You got to say either we are the flickering flame, the pilot light of our democracy, or I'm sorry, you know,
the pilot.
I 21 days, and we're and I worry about. I want to get back to our topic.
Look, I want to say this. I bet Karl Rove right now is not on the air. Asking people and
he
asking for
need
money.
To.
I bet he's not saying, you know, give me a few dollars. No.
Here's how Karl Rove works. It's very simple.
One
he
more
calls,
time.
He
let's
calls BP.
The phone number. The phone number one more time before we go back to
yeah,
the
202-588-9739. If you forget that, 202-588-WPFW. Or if you're outside and you don't want to make a long distance call, it's 1-800-222-9739.
Your contribution to help save our democracy. If you control the conversation, you control everything.
So let's go back to the conversation. And who controls it at a national level. Because here's how it works. Let's say you're a corporation, and let's say you make a product that doesn't work very well. Oh,
it
I don't know.
It kills people.
I don't know.
No, those are taken care of.
Let's
don't
say
worry about
you
that.
Want to mine coal, and in doing so, you happen to put a ton of arsenic and selenium and other poisonous things in the water where, I don't know, people drink out of the water and swim in it, and they start dying. Okay?
And you don't protect the miners, and you don't pay them a decent
and so let's,
wage.
Let's say that in the process of making your coal, or in the process of drilling your oil in the Gulf.
Hi, BP.
And Massey Energy is the one I'm thinking
yes,
of.
Yes, good old Mass up in West Virginia.
Right. Let's say that in making your product, you can make it more cheaply if you happen to put poison in the water. Okay? And Massey Energy, they blow up mountaintops. They stick arsenic and steam in the water. And let's say that you could make more money if in addition to polluting the water, you had American taxpayers give you $1 billion. Now, how do you get your $1 billion? Well, let's say you're Massey Energy, and you're already making, you know, millions off the backs of poor miners and so forth, but you want $1 billion more. Here's what you do. You don't want to directly fund a Republican candidate, because if you do that, well, they'll know who you are.
Right,
there's individual limits.
Or
disclosure. So here's
or
what you,
you
do.
Or you fund both.
No, here's what you do. Here's what you do. You give the money to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, you also give it to Karl Rove. And Karl Rove promises you that because of this wonderful new Supreme Court decision, your donation is anonymous. In fact, Karl Rove has admitted that, in fact, donations were slow to come in until he promised anonymity. Then you get all kinds of donations. So you give this, all right, and at the same time, you let your Republican member know, hey, if you elect me, I'm going to funnel millions into your campaign, and all I want is a mere $1 billion from the U.S. taxpayers. Now, as a company, this makes perfect sense. For $10 million, you can get $1 billion. You can get 100 times on your investment.
It goes further than that.
And the Republican candidate, well, they know that they're going to get elected because they got $10 million. And, you know, the poor, struggling Democrats only got a few unions and a few crazies at WPFW defending you. So you're not going to get elected.
And the other half of that story, though, that you can't leave out, the other half of that story is, okay, now they got their $1 billion. He's real happy. He's got more money. Now, there happens to be some laws against what he does.
You just change them.
No, but it's anonymous. It's anonymous.
Well, no. What are the laws against what the corporation is doing?
Oh, you mean putting arsenic in the water?
Putting arsenic in the water.
Oh, no, that's okay. Because
not protecting the mine.
You change those laws.
No, there are laws.
The Republicans are.
No, you don't have to even change the law. You don't have to even do that. This is sleazier than that.
Oh, excuse me. Go ahead.
You've got to understand. This is sleazier.
Okay.
You've got the laws. You've got inspectors that have to go into mines and certify they're safe.
Take them to the Super Bowl.
Now, that's a problem. You don't want them to do that.
Take the inspectors to the Super Bowl.
Take them. No,
that's
you just if you're a Republican, you don't fund the safety agency.
There you go.
So you can't hire any inspectors. So,
so they
can't
never discover
go to
the arsenic.
Oh, so they don't find it.
Nice.
It's beautiful. It works so well.
It works
for
really well.
Coal.
And frankly, so think about it. For $10 million, you get to own several members of Congress. By the way, I remember when members of Congress, they used to be expensive. They used to cost $500,000 to go through the drive-thru and put a member of Congress in your pocket.
Yeah, inflation.
Today, for a mere $75 million, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce can own the entire Republican Party and make sure that they can pollute the air with impunity. And it's not just that. Let's say you're a bank and you want to make money off student loans. Well, President Obama has said that you can't, that the student loans, they cut out the middleman, and the students, right, they're getting their funding via the government, via the student loan program. But you're a bank. You want a piece of it. You want to raise the price. Yeah, some students won't be able to go to college, but that way you can get a piece of
the
action.
But they can work in the coal mines then.
They can work in the coal mines.
Sure.
Let's say that, I don't know, you've got a billionaire trust fund, and you want to be able to pass from generation to generation for five generations, kind of like the old nobles of England did, the earls and the dukes, never having to lift a finger and actually sully yourself with actual work.
You're forgetting
then
the point,
you
Mark.
Then you want Republicans to end the estate tax so that you will make sure that only those lesser people have to actually work for
a living. You mean the death tax?
You're forgetting something very important here. And Garland, I'm sure, understands this as well.
No doubt.
You know, that the only good labor force economically is slavery.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's we can bring that back.
Yeah. And
Rand Paul, in fact, suggested it.
Corporations, one way or another, and the corporate elite, one way or another, are always working towards that goal.
It's like the company town.
Of lowering wages, making it more difficult, making workers expendable.
Sure.
You know, that is their goal. Now, if you
Now, Terry, Massey Energy did offer to pay for the funerals of the coal miners they killed.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't that nice?
Those pine caskets?
Sure I don't know if they got more
Are they
than
buried
one.
In the mine?
I think they
Yeah, they are buried in the mine. Yeah, right. That's how he buries them. The funeral's over, right?
They get cut rates on the tombstones.
Yeah.
They get really good deals.
Yeah, they're coal tombstones, actually.
They
donate them. They just chuck them right out of the mine and give it to them.
There you go. There you go.
You know, but with all of this anger and all of this passion, you still got to look to. By the way, I got to inject in here. Right, just got a message. The phone lines are lighting up over at WPFW.
Yes,
we appreciate that. We've got 7 more pledges to go. Is all we need. We've already got pledges in that are going to co-host here.
Yeah,
throw topics.
Terrific.
Which is
please
fantastic.
Join us.
Yeah,
7 more, and our democracy may have a small chance.
We are the pilot light of our democracy.
We're going to change the show name to the Raucous Caucus Pilot Light.
We're the pilot light.
It contributes some fuel to the
I want to talk about a little bit of what Terry was saying, because there is more income inequality in America today than at any time since, interestingly, 1928.
Mark, your conversation's getting worse and worse.
I told you I was in a bad mood today.
Things are going downhill here, Mark.
I told you I was in a bad mood today. The last time we had this much income inequality was 1928, just before, the Great Depression. Does that ring a bell?
Well, don't rule out. You're ruling out the early 18th century.
Hold on. I'll give you the mic. Go, Mark. Since 1928, before 1928, Terry's right, there was even more income inequality. My point is it's the worst since 1928, and what we're really bringing back is the days of the 1890s, the days when a few very powerful white men had control over virtually every aspect of our economy. Now, what's happened in the last 40 years is we have middle-class wages stagnant, even going down. Now, generally in the 70s, it was mostly men in the workforce. Women have joined the workforce, and now two couples come, and they both earn, and they make what one guy used to make 40 years ago.
Right.
And at the same time, 0.1% of the population, 1 in 1,000 Americans, owns 10% of the nation's resources. I want you to think about that fact. 1 in 1,000 Americans owns 1 in 10 resources. It's only getting worse, and what the United States Supreme Court has said is they are our masters. We need to bow down to our new masters. We are all the slaves. That 0.1%, they have a right to our democracy. They have a right to control the political system. We don't.
Well,
all we have is community radio, and we get to go to the voting booths, and
Mark,
that's it.
You're expendable. Let me give you one fact here that really puts it in perspective. If you're working out there for minimum wage today,
which most people are,
thanks to the Republicans, if you're working for minimum wage, you are worse off than a slave at Mount Vernon, George Washington's estate. Because a slave...
Well, at least you're not whipped, Terry. I mean, come on.
They didn't get whipped there either, as a matter of fact. But anyway...
But the rest wasn't so good.
The point is, a slave at Mount Vernon got housing. Not great, but housing.
Whatever
he
healthcare
got food.
Existed.
Yeah, they got a shack.
He got food.
They got the leeches for healthcare.
They got healthcare. It existed at the time. They got it. They were better off
economically. Some of them even got
education. Now, what person on minimum wage today can get the food they need, the housing, any housing at all, and health care.
And education.
You are worse off today in America because of the inequality that Mark is speaking of. You are worse off today as a minimum wage worker than the slaves at Mount Vernon. That's how bad and out of control things are.
Garland?
And if you want things to get better, just call two.
No, seriously
though, we do need to get this in. We need to get about seven more people to call in at 202-588-9739, 202-588-WPFW. This is important stuff. We need your help. We need you to support the Raucous Caucus, and we need you to keep WPFW going. It costs a lot of money to push this transmitter, and this is all we have left in this society.
With a pilot light for our democracy.
All we have left that isn't completely and totally run by corporate. We're not the slightest bit run by corporate money. 202.
We're run by you.
Right. 202.
Listening to us right now.
588-9739.
And if you want to run WPFW, all you have to do is contribute $35.
Right.
You get to vote in the elections, and you actually get a say on what gets said on the air.
And
if you like what we're doing, then we just as soon you pledge right now, you can join the Raucous Caucus. You can be as raucous as we are. You don't have to be as depressed as I am right now thinking about our democracy.
But you will be.
You don't have to be. We actually do have a lot of fun here on other days. I'm sorry I'm in such a bad mood today. But
I'm worried about
our democracy. And you can join us. We've talked about it. For $100, you can join us on air. For $65, you can give us a topic. For $200, you can be here with your topic. For $35, you're a voting member. Any amount of money is welcome. If only, and I know how some of you feel. You feel like you got your finger in the dike, like you're standing against a stampede, like the corporations are coming at you, billions and billions and billions. I got to tell you something. It's amazing how a little money goes a long way. We are 50,000-watt station. We're still on the air after how many years WPFW been around?
33.
Pacifica.
Yeah, 36,
we're actually
50
still
years overall
on the air because, frankly, of people like you listening to us, giving us a little bit of donations and helping to stem the corporate
202-588-9739. Let me make one other point about that membership, only $35. Not only your membership of voting, but once you're a member, you can run for the board. You don't have to just sit there and be a voter. You can go beyond a voter. You can be really directly involved. $35 membership fee, plus you get the restaurant card. And for $40, if you put in a basic membership, you get the jazz restaurant card, which gets you to concerts and everything else at reduced rate. You can't get a better deal than that anywhere in this city. Guarantee you.
And you get to save democracy, for goodness sake.
And you get to save democracy. 202-588-9739.
Speaking of saving democracy, Gull, I want to ask you, given this massive amount of money, tens of millions of dollars, five times as much spent in this election as spent in the last midterm 4 years ago. By the way, 4 years ago, 90% of all funds were disclosed. Today, it's less than half. 4 years ago, the Democrat-Republican Party were basically equal in funding. Today, given the foreign interests and corporations and U.S. Chamber of Commerce and all that freedom that the U.S. Supreme Court gave them to spend, the Republicans are outspending us 7-1 in an election. What, apart from contributing to WPFW, what can an ordinary thinking American who cares about her country, what can she do to stem the tide?
There's only one thing you can do, and this is important. I was talking to a friend of mine about it the other day. The only thing you can do and should do is vote. A friend of mine, we were discussing it, and they were saying, I'm mad at the Democrats. I'm mad at this. I'm not going to vote. I'm going to sit home. And I said to them, and they were talking about these kind of things, the corporate power and the money and the power that's going to politics and how we're losing everything. And I said, well, think about this. I'm an African-American, and I view it a little bit different. Why did African-Americans fight and die and struggle just to be able to vote? Because it's the only power when corporate money and everybody else comes in that you only have one power left. Over all of this going on, we have one thing left we can do, and that is vote. That's the only real power we can exercise that we have left. So everyone listening who's saying, well, you know, I don't know if I'm going to vote, you are giving up the last bit of power you have in this democracy voluntarily. Do not blame the corporations for taking your power if you have one little bit left and you refuse to exercise it.
You know, it's so not a big deal to vote. It's so easy to do. When I do it, I feel good about it. I wear the sticker. I got to tell
you. You got to do more than that, though. You got to do more than that. That's not enough.
But that's a good start.
One thing you could do is march in the streets. You know, I'm John
Stewart
and Stephen Colbert are having a rally on October 30th. I'm going to be there. Are you going to be there?
Oh, yeah. We're going to be together, right? We're going to be together.
I'm going to go to a wedding, but I will. I'll be there in spirit. It's not in physical form.
If you live within the sound of my voice in the metropolitan Washington area, you can afford to come out a Saturday, October 30th, and because I got to tell you, the whole media, the whole mainstream media, I'm not just talking Fox News, CNN,
wait a minute, Mark.
They don't know that we exist. An angry majority, or care, the people who elected President Obama, the people who elected the Democratic Congress, they have already written us off.
You've got to get out to things like that. You've got to demonstrate. You've got to get active. You've got to get involved even in the Tea Party so you can be a voice in the Tea Party for reason. But somehow or other, you've got to get involved in the process. Let me point out one thing that you guys haven't pointed
reason
out.
Reason in the Tea Party?
Which
come
is,
on, Terry.
Which this, is this is really important. You know, where does all that campaign money go? Now, it doesn't get to go right into the candidate's pocket. He would like that.
They do the issue ads.
They do the...
Call Senator
Feingold. No, that's easy. The money goes to three or four or five big television networks.
Yep.
75 to 80% of that money goes to television advertising.
That's true.
That's Fox, that's CBS, that's ABC, that's NBC, etc. And they
CNN.
And those five networks or three or four networks own most of your other stations too, ESPN, etc. History and all of that stuff and Discovery. This is all owned. That's where the money is going. So they can air those ads, the corporations can air those ads with that anonymous money so that the TV stations can get real rich themselves and continue the farce.
Let me tell you something else, Terry, where else it goes. It also goes to telecommunication companies like AT&T and Verizon are some of the biggest donors to the Republican Party. I have an iPhone. It uses AT&T, and I'm sick about it. I wish I had another choice.
Throw that away.
I should, because I got to tell you, one of the things that all these big corporations are fighting for, AT&T, Verizon, Comcast, is to censor your internet. Yep. They oppose something that the Democrats believe in called internet neutrality. The Democrats say you should have a right to read whatever you want on the internet. You should be have a right to say, we even read a rival company. You should be have the right to read political things. But no, the Republicans believe. Again, they want to use the money that the Supreme Court says they can use as, quote, free speech, unquote, to stifle free speech in America. They want to control your internet. I can't believe I'm saying this because I know that there are people out there who are Republicans who think it's a decent party. Ask your Republican person why it is that they want to stifle freedom on the internet. One of the last places we have freedom, they are against internet neutrality because it makes a lot more money for these private corporations
if
they can control your bandwidth. And that's another thing.
Ask your Republican friends. I mean, most of you out there listening right now probably agree with much of what we're saying, if not all of it. Most of you may even know an awful lot of these facts and figures that we are giving you and this perspective that we're giving you. You've got to speak up. This is not the time to be quiet.
21 days left.
If you have Republicans in your family, and Lord knows I've got some in mine.
I have some, too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, well, I can't say that, guys. But I met a black Republican once, I think.
But you've got to ask them the basic questions, like Mark was giving an example. Do you believe that the internet should be controlled by AT&T and by Verizon and by the corporations so that they can put out there whatever they want? Do you want money to rule the elections? Do you want the banks to do whatever they want? Or do you want some kind of government control? And in fact, these polls that I've mentioned to you, the polls overwhelmingly do want government involved on these levels.
I want to talk about some polls because
they're
very interesting to me.
Even though that the government isn't working right now.
And this relates to Garland's point. If you look at the polls of all Americans, and even if you look at the polls of registered voters, there's something shocking. Registered voters and polls of all Americans say that while they're unhappy with the Democrats in Congress, okay, only about 40-something percent support the Democrats in Congress, Only 30-something percent support the Republicans in Congress. They're unhappy with both, to be sure. That's the anger you're talking about, Terry. But believe it or not, of the American people, or even registered voters, they have more faith, what little faith they have more faith in the Democrats than they do in the Republicans. And then you look at polls of something they call likely voters. It's a different group of people. Likely voter is, according to Gallup and other things, if you say you're actually going to go out and vote. Those are the polls that overwhelmingly favor Republicans. So here's what we've got, friends. We've got Americans knowing, a majority at least of us, knowing that the Republicans are in the thrall, in the control of these massive multinational corporations. The Republicans are in control of these secret, shadowy foreign interests. The Republicans are going to sell our democracy to them. The majority of Americans know that, but a bunch of us just don't want to go vote in 3 weeks. So likely voters are going to be the people who vote for the corporation.
And we'll all get the shaft. The likely and the unlikely voters are all going to get the same thing. I don't understand people sitting home.
Let me give you one other fact from those polls.
Wait a minute. We've got the voice of intellect and reason finally coming up here.
Real quick, Terry.
Just to pick up on what Mark was saying, 70% of voters are happy with their local political situation. What is the difference? Not just size, but they feel closer and involved in it. This is my point. Get involved.
Let me go. We have a live listener here at Ben's, and we always like when you come down
to Ben's. We like our live listeners,
to give you a chance to talk. Tell us your first name, please.
A live listener.
Dan.
Hello, Dan.
Hey, Dan.
Pull the mic down to you.
There we go. Dan. What's happening,
go ahead,
buddy?
Dan.
How much do the American people have to get squeezed, feel the squeeze? How much implosion in this country must have to happen? Let everything for the public to really get awakened and do some real action, direct action,
Dan,
too, not just voting.
I'm afraid
we're still too comfortable.
Took the Great Depression to create Social Security. It took the Civil Rights Movement to create freedom for African Americans. It took.
Maybe too late for that stuff now. I don't know.
I got to tell you. People are angry, but they're being led. Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov, also known as Lenin, talked about the useful idiots, the people who would vote against their interests in order to support, frankly, dictators. And what I think we're finding is a lot of the people who are angry for reasons that Terry is talking about are either staying home for reasons that Garland is talking about or actually supporting the secret shadowy interests that are harming them and keeping them down.
And it's partially because if you've started to intimate, the pain isn't great enough. The pain really isn't. I'm sorry
it's
to say
great.
That. But it's going to be. I mean, this thing is not over.
I don't want to get that far.
What are you saying? What was that, Dan? You had another comment?
No. Go ahead.
Thank you for your comment,
Dan. We don't want it to get that
we do
far.
Not want
that kind of suffering.
We do not want to get that bad, but I just think...
But it may have to be.
That for all the people on the left who are disappointed that President Obama hasn't accomplished as much as we'd like him to, and there are
Dan.
And there are lots of us, I got to say that, first of all, electing Republicans won't help us in
regard.
Number two, he's only been there 20 months. Give him a chance. But number three, recognize some of the things we have accomplished. I agree it's not enough, Terry. But just, students can get into college better. Or the fact that more people are covered with health care. Or the fact that women are less likely to be discriminated against because of the Lilly Ledbetter Act. Or children get health care because of the S-CHIP program. Recognizing that financial reform, at least we're starting to watch the Wall Street companies. None of these things go far enough. I agree with you, Terry. I could see it in your eyes. But all of these things are a step forward. And if we elect Republicans, all I can say is it's a step
and understand
backward.
None of these things will go forward if the Republicans are in charge and don't fund them. If you let the Republicans gain control of the House and the Senate, they will stop the funding for health care. They will stop the funding for FDIC investigators. Yep. They will stop the funding around the country that might hurt some of these corporations.
Yeah, and you turn on your tap and you get arsenic in your water.
Yeah, and one of the things you got to ask yourself is, because people get caught up in tactics and strategies and forget their goal. There are many people whose goal is more progressive legislation. My goal is I want more progressive legislation to happen. And then you look at their tactics. What are your tactics? Well, I'm mad. I'm not gonna go vote. Well, guess what? Tactics and strategies have to work in order for a goal to be achieved. So you have people whose goals are in direct contradiction to their tactics and strategies. If you want more progressive legislation, that means you need more progressives in Congress. You should be working to get more progressives in Congress, not walking away and allowing people who, you know, witches and ghouls, for God's sake, to get elected to Congress.
And if you want more progressive
radio, I know it's Halloween, but, you know.
Yeah. You have to contribute to progressive radio.
I think
radio
Christine O'Donnell's going to turn you into a frog, by the way, well, for what you said tonight.
Listen, if you want more progressive
radio. I'm not going to kiss him. If he's a frog, I'm
yeah,
not
right.
kissing
you're going to stay that way, Prince Charming.
Yeah, you're stuck.
I don't
you're
like
stuck.
Guys with facial hair anyway. Sorry, Garland.
You're stuck.
Sorry, Terry. Y'all aren't my type. Now, if you want to support progressive radio, if you want progressive radio to be the pilot light that can relight the progressive flame, then we need you.
Calm down, Mark.
We need your help. We do. 202-588-9739. 202-588-WPFW. We need your help. We need you to pledge. If you like the Raucous Caucus, if you support what we do right here at Ben's, if you support WPFW, if you support someone somewhere in America not yet controlled by corporations.
And we really hope you do support the Raucous Caucus, because obviously what we bring to you, and purposely, you know, we try to bring some entertainment as well as facts and figures and logical and reasoned arguments.
In various perspectives.
Sometimes Garland disagrees.
And usually we're in a better mood.
Yeah, and usually we're in a better mood. But, you know, the other thing that we really bring to you, which I think is important, is passion.
That's true.
And I mean, I really mean that.
Yeah, the three of us don't lack for that.
No, we don't. And we hope that somehow or other it's infectious. And it can only be infectious if the show continues and if WPFW continues. Right. $35, basic membership. $65, you get to send us a topic that we will.
That's pretty good. I don't know any radio station
discuss.
In the country.
Yeah, try that with Fox.
And let me add this.
Try that with Fox.
If, let's just say you're sitting there saying, times are tough, I don't have $35. Look. We will take, if you're listening and you're
five
saying,
bucks,
oh, my God, if you
bucks.
Can call in, if you can do $5 or $10, but we'd like to have $35 or $100, but if you can do $5 or $10.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't forget what the Obama administration got a little bit at a time. Lots of people.
You know, Obama had more than 2 million donors that gave under $100.
Yeah.
How do you think that president got elected? It's amazing to me. And it took 2 million people, unfortunately, to fight one multinational corporation. But that's all we have left, my friends. That's all we have left in America is our democracy.
You're the last line of defense.
We are.
And to use a word that has been used openly at WPFW, so that you know, WPFW has been, is still in a critical situation.
Yeah.
I'm not making that up. I'm not using an adjective that shouldn't be used or anything else. That is an adjective that has been used in public service announcements from WPFW. It's in a critical situation. WPFW has already sacrificed in just about every way they possibly can. They have cut some salaries, unfortunately.
They fired a lot of staff.
From people
actually.
Whose salaries should not be cut. You know, they have also reduced their expenses in every single way they can think of. The volunteers, including Mark Garland and myself, are working harder.
Yeah, we're
and
not
harder
paid to
harder.
Do this, friends.
No, we're working harder every single day to make shows that are strong, that are give some message out there and some strength out there. We need to have you involved in this process.
And the
we
number really is
202-588-9739. 202-588-WPFW.
And I think we just need 5 or 6 more pledges, and I think we reach our
well,
goal.
We do need you to pledge. You can continue to pledge even after we're gone and pledge for the Raucous Caucus. And don't forget, for $200, it's your show.
Yeah, it's your show.
It's your
and we'll
show.
We'll be nice. We'll be nice.
Come here, and you choose the topic, and say what you want to say on air. Look, it is your station. It is a community.
So it might as well be your show.
Might as well be your show. Right. Yeah.
And the sad thing, the funny thing is that for it's relatively little. Here we are trying to fight the tens of millions of dollars of the Chamber of Commerce.
And we want $35.
And we're asking exactly for $35 to be a member, $65 to choose a topic, $200. I mean,
you own the show.
You I mean, when you think about
you know
the
what?
Cost
for one
of
night,
democracy,
just one night.
The yeah. cost of democracy, yeah, right. it's yeah. really, it's a bargain.
You know, before I ever went on the radio, I was dying to do some radio, and if someone had said to me that I could pay $200
yeah,
to get
exactly.
on a 50,000-watt station, I would have jumped all over
it.
I thought you did buy
six
your way
or seven
in here.
States.
Yeah, no, I was just checking.
I was too poor.
So let's just wrap up here in terms of the money in politics, because as angry as I am, as upset as I am, as worried as I am, that democracy will end in 21 days. Because after all, you know, to me, I got to tell you, I haven't felt this angry since the Bush v. Gore decision. When I moved all the way from California to here to come save my country, I felt like Don Quixote riding my steed and attacking
windmills.
I'm
glad you're this angry, Mark.
I got to tell you.
You're seeing the light.
First came
you're seeing
Bush
the light.
V. Gore. right? And many people said nothing when the U.S. Supreme Court threw out the elected representative of the American people.
Well, no, Al they Gore just refused elected, to count the votes,
And Scalia said in an opinion written December 9, 2000 that will live in infamy, saying we can't count the votes in Florida because if we do so, then the guy we installed, George W. Bush, wouldn't be president, which is the most honest thing Scalia has ever said, all right? Then what happens, right? Bush appoints two more members of the court, and then what is the next step? They say that corporations not only have equal rights of citizenship, they have more rights than you and me. They have the right to spend unlimited funds in controlling our democracy.
They have the right to control your life according to the Supreme Court and the current system.
Would occur in 21 days. If the Republicans take over, I guess step four is to get rid of Obama, and then step five, what's
well,
step
we just
five?
Get rid of Congress entirely, have no representation, and just have a dictator.
Basic
it works
tyranny.
In other
one party.
Countries.
What do you do? You eliminate the other party. By law, there can only be one party.
We need your help to stop these very clear steps, you know? First came Bush v. Gore, then came Citizens United. 21 days is an election. If they can destroy community
first,
radio, they'll
they
do
took
that
the
too.
Unionist, yeah. Then they took the socialist, then and I wasn't a socialist, and I wasn't a unionist.
Then I didn't speak out. Then they came for the Jews.
Then they came for the Jews, and I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for me.
202.
And there was no one left to speak out.
202-588.
We're speaking.
9739. 202-588-9739 is the number you need to call.
Only a couple minutes left, and we need your pledge and want your pledge. And hope you'll come down here to see us when we're doing shows live at Ben and when we're doing shows in the studios. And we'll keep you informed of that schedule as much as we can. You can call in and be part of the show, which we really appreciate as well.
And by the way, this show will be posted tonight. If you want to hear it, it'll be on my website. At marklevineradio.com. You can also Facebook all of us or individually. My name's M-A-R-K-L-E-V-I-N-E.
This and you can go to raucouscaucus@gmail.com.
And my name's Garland Nixon, G-A-R-L-A-N-D-N-I-X-O-N.
You spelled that wrong.
Common spelling. Garland.
Christmas. Email us all
Garland Nixon. Common spelling.
Look, I got to tell you, we don't do pledge drives all the time. We obviously do full shows. But in these pledge drives, we do need to know that you listen, that you hear us, that you support what we do, that you believe that there should be one place in America that is not yet owned by corporations. And if you do, we do need your help.
And this might be about the last place, I'm afraid.
Yeah. 202-588-9739.
You know, this frequency isn't going away. And if for some reason or other Pacifica WPFW does not sustain...
Maybe Fox will take it.
No, I don't think Fox can take it, but other, quote...
I don't know.
Other stations... Like stations that do take corporate money, but call themselves...
Maybe Rush Limbaugh will carry this time slot.
They call themselves public stations.
Yeah.
But they take corporate money. They could get the frequency.
50,000 watts. A lot of people want 50,000 watts in Washington, D.C.
The sharks are circling, and they're ready to take
the buzzards are going around.
Yeah.
So...
Okay.
202-588-9739.
So, again, join us next week, Tuesday at 7 p.m. You can come down to Ben's or...
No, we will be
or we may be in studio. We'll let you know.
We'll let you know.
That's it for the Raucous Caucus.
Thank you.
We're signing off.
We were raucous.